The need is all around us. Division, violence, chaos, and a generation that is turning its back on God. This is the most unchurched and biblically illiterate generation in American history. The statistics tell us that for every 4 people that are turning their back on the church, we are only converting and reaching 1. Something needs to change. People often talk about how bad it is today, but imagine the implications in 10, 20, and 30 years when these young people are leading our nation. We need to reach them, and we need to come together. You see, each generation needs to find its voice, to have its own unique moment in history. In the 1970s, it was a time of war. It was a time of drugs, sex, and rock and roll. But out of that moment, a generation turned to Jesus, and they called themselves the Jesus People. The largest gathering of the Jesus People movement happened in Dallas, Texas. Billy Graham and Bill Bright rallied a generation, and 100,000 young people came together. They were saved, they were equipped, and they were commissioned to go out and change the world. And they did it. In 2016, we prayed and we dreamed. We said, God, would you do it again in our day? Would you renew it in our day? God, a moment for your fame to be manifest in our generation, for us to find our voice. We booked the National Mall in Washington, D.C., and we called the nation to come together. Hundreds of thousands of young people came from all 50 states. Online, 168 nations streamed this event. It was a global gathering of epic proportions when a generation came and said, we want to follow Jesus. This was never about an event. This is about a movement. This isn't about a moment. This is about a lifestyle. It's about equipping a generation to be disciples who disciple others. Imagine a gathering of a generation coming together right here at Texas Motor Speedway. Hundreds of thousands from across the nation coming to be rallied, to be equipped, to be trained, to go out and disciple the nation and the nations of the earth. The time is now, not for an event, but for something that will start a movement that we can train and equip these young people long after the event through resources, through apps, and through collaboration with the local church. We often say the next generation is our future, but they'll only be our future if we make them our present. The need is all around us if we choose to see it, and the time is now, but we can only do this together.
Hi friends, welcome to today's Ed Boston Podcast Network show, and we are pleased to have a special guest with us, Susan Harris. She is the Pulse Director of Communications. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
And so I say Pulse Director of Communications, tell us what that is.
So Pulse is an evangelistic ministry. We are on mission to awaken culture to the reality of Jesus. Really what that means for us is that we just want to share about Jesus. And so we do that through large events, we do that through training others, and we're just wanting this generation, millennials, the next gen, to know who Jesus is. And we believe that this is a time that people are actually speaking about him less than ever before. I think it is now considered the most unchurched generation in our history, and so that is our mission and our focus, is to make Jesus known.
You had a big event a couple of years ago in Washington, D.C. Tell us what the start was there.
Yeah, Together 2016 was on July 16 in 2016, and that event was really about uniting together to lift up the name of Jesus. We've seen for a few years in our country there's been a lot of division. People, you know, one side arguing against another, and hatred and pain, and we wanted to just kind of flip the script a bit and say, what would it look like if different churches, different denominations, people from different backgrounds all came together for one day with one purpose, and that was simply to lift up the name of Jesus. And so we put together an event. We worked for a few years on it, actually, really feeling like God was calling to do this, us to do this, and to do this in our capital. And so we worked to gather on the National Mall and really wanted to see hundreds of thousands come to this event. And so it was an all-day-long event, 12-hour program that included more than 40 different artists and speakers, from Hillsong United to Lecrae to Francis Chan, Christine Kane, Michael W. Smith. We had everybody there, and it was just an incredible event. Really felt like people came and understood what the day was all about. It was all about Jesus, and that's even what they reported in the media, that we were calling and asking for a reset in this country, that we just wanted, really wanted to see change and wanted to see, you know, brokenness end and people to come together. So that was that event. And really at the end of that event, Nick Hall, who's our founder and speaker, was sharing a message and really just gave kind of a commissioning to the people that were there, to the younger 20-somethings that were there, and told them it wasn't about coming to this event, but it's what we do going from this event. And so, you know, really focusing on, it's your challenge, it's your commission to go back to your school, to your church, to your community with the message of Jesus. And so that really kind of sparked what we now kind of call the Together Generation, or the Together Movement. And for the last couple of years, we've seen small grassroots things pop up across the country and around the world of people who are just excited and empowered by that message and commissioning. And so now we're planning another gathering in October here in Texas, trying to gather people again for a couple days of equipping and training, just so we can continue rallying for this movement.
The dates are October the 21st and 22nd. It is in Dallas-Fort Worth at a NASCAR venue. Tell us a little bit about who is going to be there.
Yeah, so the Texas Motor Speedway, which is just outside of Fort Worth, and so that venue can hold more than 250,000 people. So there's plenty of space for everybody. And like you said, it'll be 2 days, all day Saturday, and then Sunday morning to the early afternoon. And so far we have Hillsong Worship, Jesus Culture, Lecrae, KB, Andy Mineo, and Tadashi all coming. We also have Ty Tribbett and Lindy Conant will be there, along with Robbie Zacharias, Francis Chan, John Perkins, Matt Chandler. There's a whole bunch more, Priscilla Shire, Tony Evans. So you can find all of that information on our website, togethergeneration.com. We'll still be adding some more speakers and artists to that lineup, but the whole day will be music and then teaching with some panels, probably to kind of really just help equip this generation to live what we're calling the Together Lifestyle. And so the Together Lifestyle really has like five tenets of it that are evangelism, discipleship, prayer, scripture reading, and loving others.
The event is free. And I like what you have in the press release. It says, Together 2018 will feature, and the first thing you put there is prayer.
Yep, absolutely. Prayer is pretty, I mean, obviously we all believe in prayer and know how important it is, but I think for our ministry, it's pretty deep and core to who we are. And so, you know, a big part of what we do and what we bring to communities and colleges when we work with them is really this idea of uniting together in prayer. And so that's part of the event. We'll have that throughout the day. We'll have, you know, people gathering in prayer huddles there at the Speedway, just really wanting to make it a part of our day, but also just really impress upon people that it is such an important part of this lifestyle. If you are following Jesus, then this is what your life should look like, and that is such a key part of that.
You mentioned division within the country and labels, and every generation seems to have their title now. How do we break through that? And let me preface that by saying I'm in my mid-50s, and our generation is very concerned, much as you mentioned, that today's generation is the least churched, at least in our lifetime. How do we bridge that gap?
I mean, we spend a lot of time looking at the research, and there's people that are great at kind of getting to the heart of different generations and how they believe about what they believe about faith and God and churches. And yeah, I think you're right that it is disconcerting, to say the least, to really get a glimpse of what Generation Z and millennials think about churches and the representation of Christians in our society. And so, frankly, I think there's been some damage that we need to try to rectify. And I think it's, you know, I don't think that people necessarily have ill intent, but, you know, perception matters so much. And so if these young kids don't feel welcomed at churches, or if they feel like it's not for them, if they feel like the church, you know, isn't trying to reach them or be relevant, then all of that's a problem, whether or not there's a great intention there or not. And then unfortunately, you know, the people that make it into the media and kind of pop culture reference aren't necessarily the ones that are there because they're doing all the great loving things, but often giving a bad name for other people who are. So I think there's a little bit of damage control that needs to happen. And luckily there are so many amazing churches out there who want to do that more than anything else. And so we really believe in partnering with churches that want to reach these young adults and teenagers. And so we are all about just partnership and equipping churches to reach these groups. And so whenever we do these large events, we make sure that as people are responding to the gospel, that we're getting them connected to local churches wherever they are, because we do this around the world. And so that's a big part of our focus, to try to bring people back to church, because obviously we're going to need these young people to continue to thrive through that way. And so that's really kind of the way that we go about it, is trying to do it through the local church and really trying to make it a place that generations are coming together.
You mentioned Nick Hall, the founder, and I'm reading a quote here that he's talking about the ripple effects of the decisions made 2 years ago. Talk a little bit about how that has worked and is still working, and how you look forward from Together 2018.
Yeah, we had the pleasure of being on the road this winter with Winter Jam. Nick Hall was out there. It's a 55-city tour, Christian music tour, and Nick was on it sharing the gospel every night. So he was in front of thousands of kids every evening, and I think close to 500,000 over the course of the tour. And it was exciting because we got to connect with so many different people who came to our booth, came up and talked to Nick and said, I was at Together 2016, and just talked about the way that it impacted their lives. And so, I mean, we heard incredible stories of young women who suffered with anxiety, or had been depressed, or were considering suicide. And something about the messages there, something about that changed for them. But then there was also, kind of on a grander scale, just other ripple effects from that. One of them was that we came off of the mall in 2016 and received an invitation for our ministry to come and meet with these heads of Russian churches. And so Nick and then Chris McFarland, who's our executive vice president, went over there and have just established an incredible relationship with this group of Russian church leaders. And we've been able to be in that country last year. We're going back again, actually, in just a few weeks here. And Nick has been able to speak and preach and share there. And they're really, you know, trying to facilitate revival in their country as well. And so we've just seen things on a grand scale like that, and then on a really personal smaller scale with each individual things that happened, because, you know, we were faithful to what we believed God was calling us to do. And Nick shared the message that he always shares, which is about Jesus offering each of us a reset and what that looks like in our lives. And then, you know, once we have that relationship with him, how we are called and commissioned to share it with the world.
Well, the word revival is certainly needed in not just America, but around the world. And so the Russia thing is awesome. How can people partner with Pulse and help with that revival from an individual level or from a local church level?
Yeah, there's a couple of different ways. One would just be, you know, if you're interested in the work that we're doing, because we do these large together events, and then we do more outreach-focused events where it's all about inviting unchurched people to hear a gospel message. And so if you're interested in hearing about who we are and what we do, finding out where our next big event is, or maybe you're an individual who just wants to pray for us and support us, or maybe you're a college campus that thinks, hey, this would be cool on my campus, you can find information about just our ministry at pulsemovement.com. So it's pulsemovement.com. You'll find all that stuff there. About the event in Texas specifically, you know, we'd love to have people road trip down to Texas for that event and come and join us. So that one, again, will be October 20th and 21st. Like you mentioned, it is totally free, so you just got to get there. But the actual event is free. And that one, you can find all the information about travel, lineup, any of those other details at togethergeneration.com.
And your social media sites, tell us those.
Yep, so you would search for Pulse Movement on Facebook or pulse.movement on Instagram, and then it is Together Generation on Facebook or together.generation on Instagram.
We always end our podcasts with a word of prayer. Would you mind me praying with you?
I would love that. Thank you.
All right. Father, thank you for our new friend Susan and the information that she shared with us today. We thank you for the organization of Pulse and the desire to bridge the gap through the generations. And Father, we know that that's a huge need in our country and around the world. We thank you for the event that was on the Mall in Washington, D.C., and we pray for the success of the upcoming event in October, as literally thousands and thousands will gather to praise you, to worship you, to pray for the things that we need in this country, and we need it in a mighty way. Thank you for all that Susan does in her ministry work, and bless her and her family. Bless the efforts that she puts forth. Bless each individual that works for the organization, from their founder all the way through their entire staff. Thank you for this day, Father. We pray that the words that are spoken here in this podcast will reach others that need to know you and your son Jesus. We pray this in his name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much for sharing with us today. I think we're going to be working towards another interview with someone from your organization a little bit closer to October. So we look forward to that as well.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for the opportunity to share.
All right. God bless, Susan.
God bless.
All right, folks. That's today's interview here on the Ed Boston Podcast Network. Want to thank you for being a part of what we do here. Want to encourage you to look us up at edboston.com. While you're there, you can find our Facebook page, our Twitter account. It's got all the different places that you can listen to the Ed Boston podcast at. And let me just list a few of those for you here. Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Pocket Casts, Blueberry. We're on all of those with our podcast. One of those is your favorite. We'd encourage you to bookmark us, however it is that individual site has you to save your favorites. We would love to be able to consider ourselves one of your favorites. We want you to go to the Ed Boston Podcast YouTube page. Subscribe there. We put a lot of things up from the podcast there as well. Sermons are there. We just would love for you to be a part of what we do in all of our different areas of social media. If you've been blessed by today's program, contact us. You can reach us through the edboston.com website there. Go to contact. It'll say, please use the information below to easily contact me, Ed Boston. It asks for your name, your email address, the comment that you would like to put, whether it be feedback on the podcast, learn about Jesus, a media inquiry, or book me for an event. That is the best way to reach me. We would love to hear your feedback on this program or any other concern that you have. We thank you again for being with us. God bless you, and go out and do the right thing. Jesus.